trains. They're quite boring, really. Traveling from point A to point B. No one really wants to be packed into a tight space with a bunch of strangers, but that's the reality. People picking a free space to stare into and daydream, desperately trying to ignore one another. Except for those times where your eyes cross paths with strangers. But sometimes you get more than you bargain for. I've seen you stand out amongst the mindless zombies many times before on our shared commute. Never a strand of hair out of place. The way you walk with that confident strut, the addictive smell of your cologne as you pass by. I don't know if you understand just how desirable you are. Subject of many women's fantasy eyes, I guess. You sit across the aisle from me, earphones in. I can't tell what you're listening to, but I see you drum an imaginary beat on your thigh, and I couldn't be any less subtle with my staring if I tried. Our gazes meet, and I'm just transfixed. It's like staring at the sun, and I can't look away. Your lips curl upward and your eyes say hello, but they don't look away. No one else exists. It's been a long day, but I can feel a surge of excitement running through my body. All I can think about is touching you, kissing you, taking a hold of your cock and stroking it until you groan for me. Oh, it's so easy to drift away after a long day. To the point where everything gets kind of blurry, but a bump in the train brings me back. Those piercing eyes aren't directed at mine anymore. No. You're watching where my hand is resting. Between my legs, starting to press against the wetness you've knowingly helped create. And I see anticipation in your eyes. They widen as I rub my hand along my pants. Where are you? Glancing back at me, you quickly avert your eyes. Your cheeks are flushed. Is that embarrassment or arousal? Don't be shy now. You can watch. I'm looking around somehow. This time there's not as many people crowding the train. I still have to be careful, though. There we go. Now I have your attention again. Let it be your full attention this time. It's so adorable how you're shifting uncomfortably in your seat. Do you have something in your pants that needs to be taken care of? Do you even realize you're licking your lips right now? Does it turn you on watching me rub my pussy through my pants? I wonder how you'd feel to know that this stranger on the train has imagined grinding into your face, coating your chin as I shake against your mouth. Your own hand brushes against your neck and down your chest, and you make a deep inhale. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Making the most of a mutually beneficial situation. Pondering if you can get away with easing your hand over that bulge that's starting to show. I wonder if you're a boxer or a brief kind of man. I can't help but smirk. Your hand comes to rest on your pants as you stare. Seemingly hypnotized. Doesn't slide inside, but you're clearly putting some pressure on that restrained cock. Another bump in the train as we slow down at the next stop. An exchange of passengers more off than on. Luckily, our carriage has emptied a bit more. Just a scattering of people, but not too close. That's my cue. last time I came and sat next to you. Funny how we've never talked, yet we found ourselves playing a very public game. I pull out one of your earphones and press my mouth to your ear. Hi. I want to get straight to the point. You should know I'm going to stroke your cock on this train. If you don't want it, tell me to fuck off back to where I came from and we'll forget any of this happened. But I know you want it the way you were watching me. Just nod your head for me. Good boy. Use your jacket to cover your lap. We can at least try to make this seem low-key. Seems that my guess was right. I was trying to figure out what kind of underwear you have on. Boxers it is. You're blushing. My pussy is as pink as your cheeks are right now. How does my hand feel resting on your bulge? Oh, fucking hell, you're so hard already. The way I'm tracing my fingers along the lines of your shaft. These boxers can barely contain you. If I had the time, I'd tease you like this for hours until you were just aching. Pleading for me to make you burst and come all over yourself on this train. What if I stroke my fingers against the fabric? Yeah, so close to just stroking you. Is that what you want? Good boy. Rock against your boxers. Feel the friction. How long until my fingers are directly wrapped around that shaft? Are you dying to be jerked off? Do you like me tugging at your boxers? Unzip your jeans and drop your boxers. I want that cock free. Drop your boxers. No one's looking. No one will see. I want full access to you. Good boy. I want so badly to kneel down right here and bury my head between your legs and just slide my lips over your cock. Fuck. Oh, I just want to make you buck in my mouth until you're right on the edge. I'll let you put your hands on the back of my head and just pull me onto your cock. Such a shame that'd be too obvious. Are you sure you still want to carry on? I mean, I can just go wander back over to my seat. All right. Shall we see how sensitive that spot behind your head is? Just a slight brush of my finger. Oh, that's right. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to let out a little groan. Just not too loud, or we might have an audience. Or would you like that? Perhaps you're a bit of an exhibitionist as well as a voyeur. Oh, squirm for me. Squirm while I circle my thumb against your throbbing head. Rock your hips into it. Can you come with me just rubbing you like this? Are you that turned on? How about when I start pumping my hand up? Oh, and down your shaft like this. No, you're not getting off this train until I get you off. Come on, they're oblivious. While I'm stroking your cock, people are walking past us. If they only paid attention, they'd see the movement. They'd hear your rapid breathing. Now be a good boy and keep rocking to my hand while I stroke faster. I know you're close. I want you to focus and come for me. Can you do that? Forget everything and just come for me. Oh, just let it wash over you. Come for me while I stroke your hard cock. That's it. Oh, that's it. Such a good boy. It's okay. Take a breath. Just breathe. Breathe deep. Oh, you taste amazing. My stop is next, still. We have a little bit of time. I want you to come again before I step off this train. Do you think you can handle round two? Ah, he's grown into me. Oh, give up everything. Oh, God. It sounds so fucking lewd. Your cock is coated in cum with my hand sliding up and down. Oh, I'd be surprised if passengers up that way can't hear it. Can you cup your balls for me? Play with them while I stroke you. Imagine if this was my cunt riding you. Oh, very good boy. Oh, fuck my hand. Don't you dare fucking hold back. Keep going. Because I'm just gonna keep going and going too. Let's see how many times you can come for me before we stop. Are we close again? Are you close again? I'm not gonna stop stroking you until your balls are completely drained. Shake for me, good boy. Shake for me as I rub over your head. Still sensitive? Tremble and feel it through your whole body. Feel it. We don't have much time. You need to come again. Be a good boy and come for me again. Have that cock stiff in my grab and twitch and uncontrollably and just go with it. Yeah, I can feel it. Oh, you're throbbing so much. Give me that cum again. Oh, take that fucking orgasm. Shoot it all over my hand. Let that cum drip out over and over. Yes. Oh, yes, come for me. My good boy. You're such a good boy to come for me. Oh. Fucking hell. You taste so good and you're all over my hand now. Well, this is me. See you tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you can go commando before getting on the train. That is, if you want to make this more than a one-time thing. This could be the start of something fun.